Right. I asked Bakari, actually, Bakari, when I was first, Bakari and Shaka grew up kind of in church. I didn't in that sense. So the word tithe, I literally was listening to our pastor talk about this. I was like, what's a tithe?
Yeah.
I never heard of that. Look.
It's bills?
Right, bills?
I was listening to my church.
Now, mind you, I felt like I was already down bad, like in a situation. So tithe, I said, bro, he on crack. I said, God, I love you. I said, I love you, but I ain't paying money to him. He said, but God was like, in my prayer life, I was like, he said, that's for him. So then I literally, he said, all right. I felt the Holy Spirit tell me, he said, show me all your bills. So I literally sat at my table, I'll never forget. I made a list of all the stuff that I had. Eventually, I got angry. You know why? Because I said, that's more money I'm bringing in.
make this make sense, God.
Look, I was talking to God, I don't need no blessing in the sense of blessing you. I said, forget all that. I need money, Jesus. Forget all.
I need ducats.
I don't need none of that other stuff. I literally what I work for. I said my prayer. I need money. I said, show me. So I called Bakari. I never forget. I don't know if Bakari remembers this or not. And I was telling Bakari, I said, man, I'm really having trouble with this tithing thing. Blah blah blah. And I literally said, if I give this, then I won't have enough to cover the rest of my bills for X, Y, and Z. And Bakari said, what do you think I should do? Now, real talk, I called him, if I'm being honest with it, to get him to basically to agree to
confirm what comfort. You already believe.
Yep. That's what I was hoping he would do, because all that was going to do be like, all right, man, I ain't giving it.
I called the wrong one.
Listen, I called him, if I'm being, like I said, confirm what I already believe.
Yeah, yeah.
But he says, do you love the Lord? I said, well, you know I do. He says, do you trust him? I said, well, yes. He said, then what are you talking to? What are you kind of waiting for? He says, then give it.
Look at what you came to see.
Look at him trying to be Otis.
Brothers with the S-O-C-K-S.
We
trying to be.
I was literally saying, bro, what is he trying to? I said, what are you spelling right now? I said, Lord Jesus. We are episode back, and this man. Yeah, it is a gray hair.
You got a gray hair?
Yes, sir.
Anthony, why are you so stressed, brother?
Listen, because y'all make me stressed.
I make you stressed.
Y'all.
Brethren, hey, your son Isaiah is stressing you all the way out.
Nah, Isaiah's a good kid.
Why you got gray hair?
Because that's what God gave me.
Dang, bro. Is that the only one you got?
Yep. Weirdly enough. I have a singular gray hair, which is weird. And it's like dead center of my beard, so like. It's hard
that
to like
poked out. You Silver Fox now, man.
Nah, ain't that yet.
Nah, Anthony low key might be a cool guy out here.
Oh, cool guy.
He a cool guy out here with the
Silver Foxes out here, you know.
Hey, man.
Him with the brows out here. Look.
Would you rather your whole entire beard go gray now or lose all your hair up top?
Oh, beard go gray right now.
You rather beard go gray?
Yeah.
You really don't want to be about that ball life?
Nah, I'm not going to be bald.
Man, forget you. What about you, Bakari? Man, forget you.
I wouldn't care to go bald.
Because he don't got a beard. He can't grow one.
Look, I've already experienced baldness. I don't look too bad being bald.
I wanted to fight you every day.
I was screaming.
I wanted to fight him every day.
The Bakari came in. There was an episode that Bakari came in. No, an episode. There was a while Bakari had a midlife crisis and pulled a Britney Spears and shaved his head.
I just had to see what I looked like, though.
Nah, why?
Man. One of the pictures came up on my Google Drive, and I thought it was me. And I was like, that ain't even me. That was my brother. He thought it was going to be okay to go bald. I don't need us looking that much alike.
Went bald for a month. And they say, you know what? I'm tired of this.
You know what?
Shaka couldn't do that. He couldn't get tired of it.
Man, look, I'm wearing my hat right now because I ain't shaved in about 4 or 5 days.
Come on, show us. You get that Kobe?
Nah. You ain't about to do me the way you did Coco at my engagement party.
He got a toe. You ain't about to snatch my wig off.
Yeah, Yaga.
Listen, the fact that Coco didn't fight you sight on
scene. Listen, that showed up on my memories on Facebook. I used to post those. Like, me people were like, Yaga. Remember that thing? Yaga, the vibes was popping. First of all, how nobody fought me, I don't know.
Bro,
I was smart enough to do it. No, I didn't do it to random people. I didn't know.
Because somebody fast enough. That's what it was.
And I was fast too. I think one person, she swung at me, but she missed. Shout out to Essence out here.
Nah, yeah.
I saw the video. I said, if she would have hit me, the only thing I could do was
looking
to hear
back,
with my lip out.
I was doing one.
Because I was ashamed of myself too. I was like, dang.
I shouldn't have done that.
That's why I ain't gonna lie. Back when, when I had Facebook still downloaded, which I stopped on it, I guess about maybe a week or so ago.
Don't worry, you have to get it back up.
Uh huh. Yeah. Don't worry, it's coming back.
But Look, I used to hate when they used to bring back those memories.
Oh, humbling.
Oh, very my goodness. Humbling. It was heart-wrenching.
Everybody goes through that.
But yeah. I was like, bro, what are you doing?
I said that. I'm talking about color cussing on there.
Right.
Bro, you was cussing?
Bro, like it was cussing. Like it was my religion.
Fully.
Every time you're like, do you want to repost this?
Absolutely. I'm talking about telling people.
I delete something. I can't.
Like telling people everything I was doing. Man, yeah. Look here. I just went to this Sigma probate.
Oh, yeah.
I remember gosh, that. Gosh,
dog. I remember that.
I think it was, we lit tonight. What y'all trying to do?
What we getting into?
Yeah. Look, that's it. I was like, yeah.
I think back then when Facebook asked you what was on your mind, we took that a little too literal.
Literal.
What's on your mind?
I was saying stuff like, I was posting stuff that I realized I was posting just because of the post.
Oh, 100%.
I look back, I have like maybe one like or zero likes on it or no comments. But I was talking to myself, basically.
Hey.
You're almost trying to advertise your life.
Basically, for no reason.
That's what we doing out there. We trying to advertise. I didn't post today. I got to make sure people know.
Hey, that's why I don't judge these young people when I see them posting like reckless or crazy stuff. I'm like, man.
I don't judge them. I'm trying to tell them, hey,
you don't even know.
That's not going to look good 10 years from now.
You 5 years from now, dog.
But you know, everybody got to go through this.
Stop.
It's just a phase, man. I put a post, hey, I'm on my way to the calf. Why? I have no idea.
What why do like somebody going to meet you there?
Hey, I'm on the way.
He was on the calf, man. Like,
hey, man.
What you have to eat, though?
Hey, what y'all
you know
doing?
That chicken, though,
nobody
man.
Nobody even
it,
saying
though.
Nothing.
Nope.
Nobody
for no reason. Cares.
I can't think of whiles in the mindset to think that alert people while I was in the calf for.
That's wild. Right?
Maybe to like send an SOS, who's all going to the calf right now? Like, we don't have to eat.
Man. But ain't nobody responding to that line.
Man, chicken at the cafe was crazy.
Send them a text.
Right.
Send them a text.
I would probably get texts. Hey, you on the way to the calf? Yeah, what you about to do? All right, bet. I'm on the way.
That was it. Oh, I hated going to the cafeteria alone.
Oh, that's
the thing, man.
At college,
so
going to the cafeteria or having to eat by yourself was probably top.
Like inside lunch.
Basically.
That's exactly
no,
what it felt like.
With the really hard part, friend. Actually, I'll take that back. The ultimate disrespect and betrayal in college.
Yeah.
Wasn't nobody cheating or anything like that? When you find out your friends ate without you?
Bro.
Oh.
When they hit you with that, hey, we went an hour ago.
What? Y'all didn't. So y'all didn't think to tell nobody.
Now I got to spend my bucks.
Exactly. My
B-bucks. I got to spend my RAM bucks.
I'm not going to that cafeteria by myself.
No, I'm going by myself.
Get some chicken tenders.
Look like all my friends ate. Look, all my friends hurt. Look, Anthony, you good? I'm all right.
I'm good.
Because clearly
good.
I don't have any friends. Because they ain't without me.
All
emotional for no reason.
That ever happened. Look, I said, I promise you, I go right down there and use my RAM bucks.
RAM bucks.
Give me some chicken tenders.
To those at Albany State, they remember those chicken tenders with the honey mustard and the fries?
Boy.
We had them. We had them, well, then, not V-Bucks. Dang it. We had the same, something similar. We go swipe for swipe. Now, my freshman year, you'd be like, run them up. Run them up, swiping that car left and right.
Yep.
But by the time I was a sophomore, I said, hey, what really comes down to, I'll be honest with you, our calf food wasn't bad. Now, we didn't have, you know, Chick-fil-A and Subway on our campus, but
we did.
Overall, I would say
we definitely had a Subway.
We did not. When they built the McAdoo's across the street, it was jumping for a little bit, and after that, I was like, all right, I'm done. But after sophomore year, I wised up and realized, oh, snap, would you really use your, I call them V-Bucks. I know they're not V-Bucks. I can't remember the name of them, but what you really use those for is during finals week, because everybody's gonna be up.
Everybody
by then, everybody's gonna be tired. By the time you're gonna be up all night studying, so by the time you get hungry again, the calf is closed. So if you have any swipe left, that's where you go. So I would save all mine for then. Listen, when I say I'll sell mine for real money. Somebody like, hey, look. Somebody said, hey.
Franklin's sane out
basically,
here. Basically,
hey. Because it was basically, I choose almost like food stamps.
Wow.
50 cent on the dollar.
They'd be, hey, can you get me XYZ? I said, yeah, you got five? I said, you going to charge me five? I said, brother, either you go hungry or you going to pay real five?
Ooh.
I said, I can use my Emory fake five.
Dang.
And or my 10 I'm about to spend on this.
Yeah.
And then give you your real five. They'd be like, all right, bet. And then I was like, then that weekend we were doing unholy things with that $5.
I'm a hustler, homie.
Dang, yeah. So listen.
Yeah, basically.
I was about to say, hey, man, you wildin'.
The wasp bucks?
The wasp. Look, run them up. Run them up.
Nah, I knew like at Albany State, like at the end of the year, like I said, we get the chicken tender something.
Come on,
yes,
now.
We had the chicken wings.
They just didn't care at the end of the year because before you would get like, I think it was like three or five.
They were pretty big and flat.
But then, like I said, at the end of the year, bro, I'm talking about
10 piece.
Did not
here.
Care.
Yes.
Here. I'm like, look,
wrap
here.
It up in that cellophane. Hey, take it back
you,
up to your room.
Yes.
Gourmet.
I'm the reason on Emory's campus they even have hot sauce now.
Of like, course.
I was literally asking, look, all people who know me, I would literally, because we go in there and ask for, y'all have any hot sauce? They're like, we have Tabasco. I want no raggedy Tabasco.
First of all,
we haven't chicken.
That's disrespect.
I want that big red. Yeah. Or I want with that Louisiana.
Red hot.
Every table.
Put that stuff on everything. That's
I put that stuff on everything.
Everything.
Nah, we didn't have that. So eventually I started carrying my bottle around with me. And shout out to Miss Treva. She said, Anthony, we can order some hot sauce. I said, how about we do it then?
Yeah, please.
Stop playing with me. I said, we have chicken. I said, that's y'all got salad crazy. And dressing. But we got chicken, no hot sauce.
Wow. They need to put you in the history books for that.
Yeah, right. Man. Listen, ask
a, get a couple blacks on camp and start giving hot sauce.
I don't think that I had to,
bro. I don't think that looked right on our people. Yeah. Nah, on a plaque, on a smile.
You know, The best day ever was also, we all were conflicted internally and emotionally.
Yeah.
Was on Martin Luther King Day, they would have so many, you know, like we call them lyceums. Y'all had to go to so many, like,
oh, yeah.
These little things, like almost like.
We call them chapels in
America. Chapels that you do every single year. And on that day, you could knock out four and basically get a good chunk of those done, and basically the whole year's worth done in then one day. Ooh. But they would have it was a black lady that was cooking it, so I didn't feel as bad. Hey. Miss Treva, shout out to her. She was amazing. She would hook me
shout
up.
Shout out, Miss
Treva. I didn't have no swipe, she was like, I'm going to get you now, Anthony. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. But we would have, listen, on Martin Luther King Day, I felt was the most racist but amazing meal. They had water, chicken, ribs, mac and cheese. Watermelon, excuse me. I said water. My apologies. Watermelon. What I'm talking about.
What they got to do with us?
Greens. All the
stuff, all of that?
All these on this day. And I say, we have about I have to-go plates to go.
Wow.
And I said, look, it's my boy Leroy. He pointed out to us. He says, all y'all sellouts right now. He was joking. But he said, y'all sellouts. So what you mean? He said, what do you mean? The only day they got ribs and chicken on Martin Luther King Day? Huh?
Yesterday?
Right. I said, yeah, you right. I said, but I'm still going to eat it, though. He said, me too, but hungry. I'm just saying.
I just got to let us know.
You too hope right now.
I'm just letting y'all a bunch of sellouts.
Die.
Oh, my goodness.
We about 12 minutes in, man. Let's start giving these people what they came to see.
Well, they came to see us, but, you know, we talk.
If you can read this, the bottom of your socks say, bring me some pizza. Man, put your feet down,
bro. I got you.
If you can read this.
He's looking about to catch a cramp in his foot right there.
Hey,
there.
Listen.
I stretch.
Now, let me tell you, those live comments is about to go wild with
listen.
That. Those live comments is about to stretch.
I don't like what you see.
Chill. Please don't comment.
Cash
send
app
$10
is.
To me.
Cash
I
app.
Might actually be able to buy me some pizza.
If y'all support ever send us some Cash App money for this, we going to eat on camera, all right?
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Coffee, whatever.
For sure.
If you love us, support our Patreon, even though we ain't got a Patreon. I'm just trying to get used to
again,
saying that.
Also, we like the special promo. If Pops and Socks does anything for you, if you come here to laugh, if you come here to cry, if you come here to have a good time, and maybe, like I said, pick up a few jewels or so, please share it just with one person. We always say like, share, subscribe. If it like all pastors do at the end of the day, this blesses you, please share this
in any way.
In any way, hey, we don't need your money. We don't need nothing. Just
hold
share.
Hold on now.
Listen.
Hold on.
If you want to bless us with money,
if you want,
hey man, Bakari's out here saying he would take his socks off for $10.
We take up offering. I ain't gonna say tithe because that's the Lord's money.
Uh-huh.
But we take up offerings.
That extra, that overflow.
Pass the plate
again.
That overflow that we be talking.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Now eventually,
like the bus around past the offering.
Look, we joke around and say that, but eventually, like I said, once we start getting everything more set up and established, we do would like for you guys, like I said, if you guys want to keep, so we can keep it strictly independent, all funny, all.
If you
want to
see us strictly grow.
Help us grow. We'll put the link in below how you can help.
Trying
do
to
that.
Be like the 423 South Show.
You know what I'm saying, you know, 423
South Show.
423 South.
Hey man, 276 South Show.
Maybe the 81 South.
We ain't doing that. We could do the 777s though. We 777 group.
That ain't no highway, no byway.
We ain't gonna be out there puffing and chief preaching out here.
That's what. That's the 85, man. We ain't gotta be the 85.
He's at 423 South Show.
I said the 423, man.
That's hilarious. Anyway,
you know, y'all said speaking of money, right? So I was listening to a sermon from Mike Todd 3 weeks ago. I've been paying tithes, and here's the crazy. You know how when your wife tells you something, but you don't listen, but one of your friends tell you, it makes perfect sense.
Yep.
This is the same scenario between us. Anthony, you say you pay your tithes like as soon as you get paid, right?
Yeah.
What about you, Bakari?
Oh yeah, as soon as that hits, if I don't, I'm gonna spend God's money.
I'm gonna forget.
Okay,
yeah, same.
So you know how we grew up paying tithes in our church on Sunday. We didn't have the means
with cash.
You had to go out of your. And this sounds like I'm taking it back to the 1900s. Pretty much.
He writing over tablets.
Back in the 90s, you had to go all the way to the ATM the day before the day of church, pull out your cash, put it in a gold plate with the purple felt on the bottom, or you had the big basket. If you go to a church, particularly any black churches, you might experience exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when it comes to black churches, when it comes to that anointing oil, we already know we all share the same exact brand. That Pompeian.
Oh.
Pompeian anointing oil.
You I feel disrespectful by putting it in the pan and fry it with
me and you both. Me and you. I can't use an olive oil to cook with. That's God's oil right there, man.
We just healed four people today with this.
I can't
do
that. I don't
feel right cooking with it.
Let me tell you, go to the church. Aunt Wanda put her thumb in that bad boy. Bless it. You had that grease spot on your head the whole afternoon.
For weeks.
If
you catch it in the right light, you still see it.
Oh, man.
Like, if I see you sideways, I'm like, hey, man. You went to church today this morning.
You got anointed, didn't you?
About the tithes, though. About tithes.
So back to the tithes, man. Listen, so I listened to a sermon by Mike Todd, and he made this perfect. And one thing that Michael Todd is good at, he's good at giving you visual representations of what he's trying to come across.
I will agree.
So with this one, he did this visual representation of how you're supposed to pay your tithes first. And I always said, I pay my tithes first. I just pay it on Sunday. As soon as I get paid on a Thursday night, Friday night, I pay it Sunday and just do it that way. But what that does is that leaves a lot of room for you to mess up, right? You spend money here, money there. But if for some reason, listening to him say it, it finally made sense. And I know you do it. And I know y'all been doing it for a while, but I was just like, nah, man, it got to be another. But for some reason.
Y'all don't have the media, though. Y'all don't have like a way to give online.
No, we don't. But we have. But we don't have the direct deposit into the church account. But luckily, we moving up to the 20th century. We got that Cash App. We got that
Cash App out here, Lord.
First of all, all right. Okay, this is why I can't tell
y'all. I ain't judge.
What you judging for? Exactly.
I'm not judging.
We don't have direct deposits.
I'm glad y'all moved up.
Before we had, exactly. So what we do have is we have Cash App, which is directly connected to the church's bank account. So
McCarty's making me laugh. I'm like, that's what I'm not. I'm looking at Shaka. Come on.
I'm over trying to tell you how the Lord has made this connection.
Go ahead,
and you over there laughing. You're trying to make it funny. Man, put that forehead band back in your forehead, man.
Are you laughing?
Nah, what's so funny, though? What's so
I'm
funny?
I'm just smiling.
Nah, why are you smiling,
I'm
though?
I'm just smiling,
what's
man.
What's wrong with what I'm doing?
I
can't pay tithes.
Hey, man.
Nah, I ain't telling the story no more, man. First topic of the day. McCarty over here making somebody feel the type of way, man, about paying his tithes. You know what, God? I'm going back to paying my tithes on Sunday. Forget it.
Thank you.
I ain't paying my tithes.
My brother to stumble over here.
Now you causing me to stumble. It's your fault. I'm putting it on you.
Nah, man.
Forget all that. I'm paying my tithes on Sunday.
Help us.
Pastor, I just paid my tithes yesterday or the day before yesterday as soon as I got paid. But from here on out, I'm paying them on Sunday because McCarty feels some time away because we ain't got the direct deposit into the church's account.
You should have known.
What I'm saying? Nah, I did not
know.
No
matter what we say on this podcast, somebody can get on to somebody you about saying something.
You bugging.
Oh, my goodness.
My brother bugging over here.
So I didn't finish the rest of the story, brother.
I finished. So, like, I feel encouraged now for the past couple of weeks, every time I've gotten paid, because when I hear pay your tithes first, it just means that as soon as you get to church, always be consistent in paying your tithes. And maybe there's nothing wrong with that, but for some reason, it just means something different when you get paid. You don't put gas in your car. I'm not paying no bills first. If I get paid from Eastman at 7 o'clock in the evening, by 8:30, I want to make that physical connection and go on my phone and be like, okay, boom, boom, take my money.
Now you could do that.
Take my tithes.
I think, I really don't think there's what you're saying. Either way, you've been doing it. We never said the issue was wrong.
Yeah.
I personally, same thing. I do it because if not, first I'll forget.
Yeah.
But I think, honestly, it's not physically. I don't believe it's strictly just physically. As soon as you get paid, God, give me take it right there. I don't think it's that. I think
I look forward to it.
Right. Same as when your heart, like Booker said, it's in your heart. When you know before a bill gets paid, let's say, like example, this true story this week.
Yeah.
I had to get gas. If not, I've been calling one of y'all to help me push my car at the highway.
Man, you done did this too many times, player.
Listen, my gas man hands broke, but pray for us on that. But I literally had to go get there, and I just got paid.
Yeah.
So I'd already established. I physically haven't got a chance to get on there to pay my tithe.
Uh huh.
So, but I said, all right, Lord, I said, same thing. You already know. You have my heart, and I didn't feel convicted not one little bit. Yeah. Of I put gas in my car. I think I had to go to the grocery store, and then when I got to the house and I got to sit down, I physically took out my tithe. I didn't care about the rest of my bills that were, quote, not paid or nothing like that.
Yeah.
And again, if you're not going, if you don't, quote, have a home church, if you don't necessarily are not really a believer, none of this conversation really matters to you, and you're probably thinking in your mind, how in the world, if you're paying this money to a church, how are you paying your bills? Listen, I don't argue about God doing God stuff.
Absolutely not. Nope.
I never went without. Nope. I've somehow, some way, I have an abundance.
Always
just need. Try it. Listen, worst case scenario, you go back to what you was doing. Yep. But I believe God said this is the only area that God says test me on it.
Exactly.
And to God, for me personally,
yeah.
I watched him do something so amazing. Like I saw a real live miracle with these own two eyes in my own two, like in my house with my tithe that I said, you right. You don't have to question about me getting my tithe ever again because this is it. You know, we talk about it here. You know, coming moving up in the past, and my only concern was, I said, God, how am I going to pay my tithe if I don't, quote, if we're not going to this particular church? But I think, you know, we had talked about it. I said this place was, you know, the place I currently go will still get my tithe no matter what I make until we find a new home necessarily.
Well, that's how that work.
That's the way I've already established I was going to do it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because I don't want the last thing I want.
Loyal to the
I'm loyal to God, like what he's done for my life. And I said, I don't care what it looks like. And everybody jokes about, like, is it going to a person? Is it going to the necessary building?
It's not your problem.
Well, it's not my problem.
Nope.
My God said, give it to put it in his storehouse.
Yep.
He do what he want with it. And if somebody else, you know, I don't believe not one time that our church does anything like this.
Humans were human, though.
Right. They could. But again, I gave it mine.
Yeah.
God takes care of me. The church don't pay nothing don't pay my bills.
Yeah.
Right. God does.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I expect him and him only to take care of me. So whatever I put that towards, that's y'all's problem now. That's just like, think about it. Once you pay your bills, you ever question, I wonder if they're doing use my money right, if paying this XYZ. Hey, man, I trust you enough to when I give you my money that my services will continue.
You're going
to
keep my lights on.
My lights are going to be keeping on. That's the way that I look at it when it comes to my tithe.
Amen. Bakari. Yeah. Mr. Giggle Giggle Funny Funny over there.
Look, he said, like,
come on, Mr. Giggle Giggle Funny Funny.
Giggle Giggle.
Giggle Giggle Funny Funny.
Nah.
Binyan Pollywog.
Nah,
what?
Like I said,
Binyan.
I went through, like I said, Anthony, but Anthony said, you know, I've dealt with it firsthand on when you trust God with your tithes. One thing I learned is stop worrying about stop worrying about God size problems. And take care of what God told you to take care of.
Explain.
Be who you're supposed to be.
Talk a little louder.
Stop trying to figure out, you know, what God has for you, because what God's going to take care of is what God has for God is strictly for God to take care of. What God has for you is strictly what for you to take care of. So when you start thinking about how to be like God in your situation, you're going to mess it up. So the reason why I say that, when you talk about tithing, God, how am I going to pay for my bills? How am I going to sit there and take care of my family and still get something to eat? You know, because you got to eat Monday through Monday.
Yeah.
Look, so you got to eat. So, God, how am I going to do this and pay you 10%?
Whew. Yeah. Now, after a while, I'm sorry, I don't mind paying mine. Like, I'm excited to pay mine. I can't wait till I start giving $1,000 tithes.
Really?
Like that's my heart and my desire is literally $1,000 tithes.
I will say I thank God now because you prayed for that, but I actually had a chance to do that.
Nice.
I was able to actually give not $1,000 tithe. My fault. I gave $100 tithe.
Yeah,
that was my first prayer. My fault. I had it mixed up, but I do want to give $1,000 tithe when I get
it's
that.
Gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah. That's
God.
I'm blessed.
God got to think about if you're a good steward of what you have now. He will continue to bless, because I feel like if you have the heart and want to give, God is going to give you just so you can give back.
That's the
and you can keep the excess.
But the
if
more
God is only asking for 10, like when Michael Todd said, "Hey, he
you said demonstration
with the girl, the college girl,
yeah,
bro." He just said he was laying down. Here's $1,000. What part of that goes to God? All right, bloop. That's it.
Then he
laid out $10,000 in front of this college girl.
Bang.
He said,
100 bang.
Honor God with it. She put the money in the tithe. He said, all right, the rest of that is yours. And I was just, I get tickled just thinking, I was just like, what?
But
so then he bought all that money out. He was like, this 10%, this is all that God asked for. all of this, this is yours. It is blessed.
I know,
this is blessed.
And I know it people can't be blessed until you give God that 10%. But
again,
first.
I know that I know trust. People have those quotes. Again, that's one of those areas when you, again, when you're talking about your belief and your faith, yeah. There's a difference between I believe that God, he takes care of everything. He holds the moon and the stars together. But there's a thing of some people don't trust that he's actually going to take care of me.
But you know why, like, I feel like it is hard for people to actually tithe? Because you can't trust somebody you don't know.
That too.
You have to get to know God. And then as you get to know him, you're going to realize what all.
How do you get to know somebody? Like I said, how's that work?
Conversation.
Seek right. the king.
Pray.
Right. I asked Bakari. Actually, Bakari, when I was first, Bakari and Shaka grew up kind of in church. I didn't in that sense. So the word tithe, I literally was listening to our pastor talk about this. I was like, what's a tithe?
Yeah.
I never heard of that. Look.
It's bills?
Right, bills?
I was listening. Now, mind you, church?
Now, mind you, I felt like I was already down bad, like yeah. in a situation. So tithe, I said, bro, he on crack. I said, God, I love you. I said, I love you, but I ain't paying money to him. He yeah. said, but God was like, in my prayer life, I was like, he said, that's for him. So then he says, all right. I felt the Holy Spirit tell me, he says, show me all your bills. So I literally sat at my table. I'll never forget. I made a list of all the stuff that I had. And eventually, I got angry. You know why? Because I said, that's more money I'm bringing in.
make this make sense, God.
Look, God, I don't need no blessing in the sense of bless me with peace and joy. I said, nah, forget all that. I need money, Jesus. Forget all. I need ducats. I don't need none of that other stuff. I literally what I word for word. I said my prayer. I need money. I said, show me. So I called Bakari. I never forget. I don't know if Bakari remembers this or not. And I was telling Bakari, I said, man, I'm really having trouble with this tithing thing. Blah blah blah. And I literally said, if I give this, then I won't have enough to cover the rest of my bills for X, Y, and Z. And Bakari said, I said, what do you think I should do? Now, real talk, I called him, if I'm being honest with it, to get him to basically to agree to
confirm what comfort. You already believe.
Yep. Yep. That's what I was hoping he would do, because all that was going to do would be like, all right, man, I ain't giving it. Because I just want
called the wrong one.
Listen, I called him, if I'm being, like I said, confirm what I already believe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he says, do you love the Lord? I said, well, you know I do. He says, do you trust him? I said, well, yes. He said, then what are you talking? What are you kind of waiting for? He says, then give it. I said, but I won't have my bills. He says, you just said that you trusted him. Yes or no? I said, yes. I said, but again, he said, then you don't. That's what he said. Then you don't trust him. He said, that's okay. He said, that's okay to say, but don't like, basically don't call me to say that you trust him and all that stuff for wasting my time and yours. I was like, well, God, I said, you cold as ice, but you're not wrong.
Straight up.
Don't call me wasting time. So I said, all right, God, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to trust you. I never forget. Like I said, I told the story before.
Yeah.
I gave it. I told the Lord. And then that Sunday, I literally prayed. We wrestled in that altar. Yeah. Oh, and it was crazy. It was only like, at the time, I didn't only have like $50. So it was only like five. Yeah. So I wrestled with God about that $5. Sure enough, I felt the Spirit say, check your bank account. And I said, all right. I said, blessed. And I even said, yeah, blessed.
That Fred Hammond.
Blessed. Blessed. I was ready to jump out of the car. I didn't forget. Isaiah said, let's go to, he said, can we go to McDonald's after this? You know how much account? $0, 0 cents. I said, oh, Jesus. I said, you lied to me, Lord. I said, oh. You lied to me. I never trusted those soul again. Listen, that's what I say, I said, oh, God. What am I going to do? Because a bill had come out. Now, mind you, I was a true story. A bill had come out that I didn't expect. And now, mind you, it was a Sunday. Yeah. I had $0 and 0 cents to last me to next Monday, next Friday, till I got paid. I was like, oh my goodness. I said, what am I going to do? Because I just moved out on my own again.
Yeah.
So I had a pack of hamburger. A singular pack of hamburger,
stretch that,
some noodles, and I think a chicken.
Hope and you help that hamburger out, player.
So listen, I was telling Isaiah, I said, God, I was really
sliders.
I said, I don't even know how. I said, I don't even know how we're supposed to eat. I said, I worked at the Boys and Girls Club at the time.
Yeah.
I said, Isaiah's going. I'll make a couple of these because we had meals there. I said, I'm gonna take some of this stuff home because we always have leftovers. I said, okay, that's the way we're gonna do it. When I say, never forget. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. So I had to go to the electric company to try to make a contract at the time, contract with them about paying that bill. I said, hey, you get it. You'll get it next Friday when I get it.
Yep.
So please don't cut off my lights.
Please.
The second I left from there, one of my friends texted me. They're like, did I just pass you? I said, yeah. I said, she's like, I'm at Starbucks. She come out and say hi. I was like, all right. I was like, so I was talking to her. And I didn't tell you nothing about the situation.
Really
she's
gas
like,
to you right now.
sorry, my bad.
I was like, well, I was saying, like, because I know what you're talking about. I would have told him, like, I really ain't got the gas to go.
Yeah.
Gas?
Look here.
I live close enough where I could possibly walk, but I had my son with me. So I was like, I hope for the best. Like, again, turning the U-turn. So literally, I'm fast forward through the stories. I don't want to take up the whole show. But randomly, they're like, hey, I don't know why, but I just feel like this I need to give this to you. Bro, they gave me $100. $100. And at first, I was like, no, don't give this to me. I said, I don't have the money. I said, I'm being real with you. Don't give this to me. I cannot pay you back. Not like, I'm going to get you back. I'm not even going to lie to you. I said, I cannot pay you back in the slightest. They're like, no, it's good. I got you. Wow. Like, I see that you're trying to do the right thing. What you get? I know we didn't talk nothing about this situation. Yeah, so that's boom, that's gas money right there. I said, oh, praise God. So I try to go ahead and put it in my account necessarily. Throughout that week, I never forget Justin Odell. Shout out to he's had a birthday. Shout out to Young Jod.
Get your ping pong game up, play. You better watch it. Come on now.
Yeah. So sure enough, he's like, hey, he says, you want to go out to eat because we have lunch? I already established I'd have brought noodles. Because I said, you know, you don't got no money. You ain't trying to tell nobody.
You trying to go out too.
That's what you ain't got no money.
Man, I can't afford it.
I'm just, there's like, you not here? I said, and he said, I got you. When I say all that week, somebody bought, paid, gave me food or gave me something throughout that week, and then by the Friday when I finally run out of it was time basically that weekend to stay home. Yeah. I didn't forget. I was like, all right, God, I got that pack of hamburger. I said, we'll just cook that tonight. That'll be fine. I'm so amazed and making this $50 somehow stretch. Because I haven't put money in my car, somehow stretched. Like, you've been doing something great. I said, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Know how you doing it? What's happening? But I'm so grateful for it. Mm. Sure enough, at that time. That's how my sister then called us and said, hey, we want to make lasagna. They said, we want to make lasagna, but we don't have enough room in our house. We know you just moved. Can we use your kitchen? We'll bring all the food or whatever. You can have whatever left over. We just want to make lasagna. Yo. I said, my God is awesome.
Come on.
Listen, when I say I was in my floor crying.
Yes.
And look, I'm talking about crying for what God did for me.
That was my
experience he did for me when I said, oh, you ain't got to worry about that time no more. He already knew that. He said, if I show it one time. Look, he don't got to keep testing me to figure out. It's already given.
Nah.
He already know it's yours.
Now, there was times where I ain't gonna lie, I forgot. But like I said, it wasn't one of those things I did intentionally. Well, actually, it is intentionally. Because you're really supposed to, as soon as you get paid.
Nah, but really if you forget, to, you forget.
I mean, like I said, but like I said, I try to get it back. But like I said, I went through that same experience where I only had $5 left.
Yeah.
And like I said, I do roofing, so I had to travel. It was a time, like I said, I trusted God. And I was like, God, like, I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I had it was a family of, it was four total, me and my wife and two kids.
At the time.
And then, like I said, traveling to work, bills coming. I didn't know what I was going to do. I'm talking about praying.
Bills.
And then, like I said, all week, I don't know why, like I said, but because usually I ain't had no food either. It's a crazy thing. I ain't had no food. I ain't have nothing to eat on my lunch, and you can't be roofing and not eat and get something.
You lose weight.
Boy, you're going to fall off.
I was struggling. Crazy. So all that week, like I said, I was trusting God. But all that week, my boss paid for lunch Monday through Friday.
Amen.
Kept going out. So I'm over here geeked. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I finally had to use that $5. I used that $5 on Tuesday.
Yeah.
$5 in my gas tank. That $5 lasted me all. I was on E when I filled up. When I filled up, when I put the five. Lee. I was on E.
You went
I
from put $5 E to E-.
Yeah, I don't know how.
You went E to F.
Yeah.
I don't be a fool.
But look here. When I say that, somehow that $5 lasted me from Tuesday all the way to Friday. And I was going to push it until I just ran out of gas because I ain't have nothing else.
I hear, look.
But when I say, like I said, God came through and, like I said, provided every single way, because it was Thursday.
Yeah.
Like I said, somebody blessed me. Somebody blessed me, my wife. Gave us a car. Mm. In that car had $500.
$500,
dog. And when I say, like, my wife crying.
Yeah.
Look, I'm emotional.
I'm emotional.
There's a lot of dust in the air.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At that point, like I said, when God. You don't know to trust somebody until you get to know them.
Yep.
And that's why I said, that's what God said, try me. Try me. I feel like he's saying, get to know me.
Yes.
And I will show you who I am. Because why? You cannot beat God's giving.
No, you cannot.
So as in, look.
As you think,
in that situation right there, it's one of those, like, as in what that song says, I come too far to give up now.
Yep.
Oh, don't even start.
I just can't. Give up now.
Is that Mary?
I come too far from where I started from.
Do, 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 do.
Nobody told me
The road would be easier, and I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me.
Come on. Yeah,
bruh. Like that, when I say, like when I say, like when I listen to that song,
I wish I could play.
even now though, like I still get a little emotional in that song because when you think about how far God has brought you from a child,
from the awkward.
I'm not saying like body wise. I'm talking about mind wise. Yes. When I think of how far God has brought me and kept me, it's like, yo, like he really did not bring me this far just to leave me.
I had to tell myself week, man. Yeah. Like I was going through it, you know. You know, those dead repetition moments, you can't see the end of it. And I'm like, I said, God, I know. And then I think it was Isaiah 43. He says, when the waters come, I will not forsake you or leave you. When the rivers rise, or some versions say, when the rivers rise, it will not overflow you. Like, that's what Jesus, in his words, saying to me, Anthony, I have not been here for you. When you weren't thinking about me, I was faithful to you. When you were thinking about me, I was faithful to you. When you were in your craziest ways, I was thinking about you. Still he said, "You think I brought you this far just to live this? Just this is it?" Right. And I was like, "Well, I said, man. Look, it feel like it. I'm gonna be honest. It feel like it. I'm just gonna be honest like with you. Man. Your feelings are not facts. Wow. On all facts, all the time.
That's true.
So that's the things that we say. I don't know how we got on this point.
Neither do I. But you know, my girl,
we gonna roll with it though.
You know, friends of the pod, Naomi Rain, in that one song, she said, "If he dresses the lilies."
Oh.
With beauty and
he's
splendor.
He's a friend of the podcast. Yeah, you know. Friend of the podcast. You know, yeah, uh-huh. You know, they were dropping out here. We believe in
how
it.
How much more will he clothe you? Uh-huh.
She going to be singing.
How much more will he clothe you? That's he what said, mean. If he watches over.
She said.
If he watches over. Come on. Every sparrow. How much more does he love you? Come on now. He's like, how much more does he love you?
Think or imagine.
This come on. Look. According to his power.
Jesus.
More than enough.
You bring out worship right there.
Every morning, me and Zola listening to that
song.
I was at
McDonald's and they started playing that. I said, really? God, I said, not here. I said, listen, you keep playing with me. I said, we'll have church in here, hey, Jesus. I said, not like that. Not like this.
Don't you do it. This ain't the time to play.
Don't put it on if you don't want to praise
that's
it.
Crazy.
I truly love, like I said, when you get those moments.
Yes.
When you get those moments with God, just that he truly shows you.
Yeah.
And he just it's almost like a warm blanket on a winter night. And he just comforts
like a hat
you
on when somebody got the AC on.
Just, oh, bro, preach. Preach.
Hey, man. It feel good to me.
And I'm sure it does. You got hair.
I'm comfortable.
And like I said, you know, when you experience those moments, man, it's just one of those things that you start to trust him more.
Yes.
And you start to believe in who God says he is.
Yes.
Right.
I am that I am. So in everything that you need, I am that thing that you need.
Oof. That's it. Because that's money. Money is just the easiest way to test faith. God said it. Mm. Come on now. You know, when it comes to them dollars.
On a thousand hill.
Come on. Listen.
What are you talking about, son?
That's what it is. That, but money, though, man, it's just something about it. It's so finicky.
Because it feels like, I think, the sense of money. We're not saying money is evil. It says the love. People say
love
the root of
money
is obvious. No, it says the love of money is the root of all evil. If you love that, if like... Again, does
if it becomes an idol.
God said something to me one time.
But
and
you better respect it.
You do have respect it.
You better respect that bad.
I mean,
Lord.
Even God knows how the world works.
100%.
So, yeah, don't mean he ain't gonna give you the resource for it.
No, exactly. What Toby said. Look, Toby said. Look, money don't buy happiness, but it's a good down payment.
That's crazy. Because God is like, you can get rich the world's way, and you'll be rich. You could also get rich the blessed way, and the way that I provide things.
There's, if you ever listen, and I say that like coming about with money,
be poor.
If you ever watch
Tim Jakes for having all this money, look, I could trust him with that.
If you ever watch, like not watch, but ever listen to, like read, when you read the Bible, you hear about like when Joseph came up, when he became second in command. There's other different people I can't think of right now, like Daniel when he was almost second in command. Notice they never became the top person. Like I thought about this the other day, it was that
Joseph.
I said Joseph.
He was second in command.
Yeah, he was a second. It says, but he was so close to Pharaoh. I'll stick with Joseph that he could actually go to Pharaoh in boldness to be like, "Hey, I think we should do X, Y, and Z," and not have to fear or worry.
You know what?
Because there's a certain thing of there's a relief. Everybody wants to be a boss. Mm. Everybody wants to be a boss until you are a boss. Then there's boss type decisions and things that you have to do and make, and it is not always fun or what it's cracked up to be. No, and some of the things, it's easier just to be like, whew. You know, some things in my, like, example would be like at my job. Yeah. There's certain things that I'm looking at my managers or HTs. I'm like, whew, good thing I don't have to worry about that.
But is it better being an employee?
No, right. I'm not talking about necessarily.
Have we?
Listen to the whole story before you start getting all giddy.
Don't point your teacher fingers at me like that.
Listen to the whole thing. Man, that's the questions. I said, but I'm talking about in a sense of like spiritual wise. I said, God will make sure that you are right there. But there are certain things I think with money wise that if you're so on top, I think there's a blindness that can happen. Yeah. But God puts you in the right position that not that you can be, for the sake of, if he can trust you with to give it out. That's the point of how you get more is how you give it out. You yeah. does not think that he won't take care of your needs. But Isaiah doesn't have to worry about his food and stuff. Again, it makes me mad sometimes. So he don't respect the stuff. He be disrespecting the clothes and whatever. But he doesn't question not one time where it's coming from. But he can come to me as a child, as a child, to ask me for anything that he his heart desires. Now, will he always get it? I'll explain yes and no. But also, I'll explain to him this is what this scenario or what it's going to require. And I think the same thing with God and for us is that God is always top. I'm second in command. You're not saying that I'm Jesus' second right hand man, but I'm saying if Jesus is my number one, I can still come to him at any point in time to ask for what I need. And I have in Isaiah trust. All right, you can get it, son, but you have to do X, Y, and Z. He like my son wants a PC, but I understand AB honor roll is a requirement for this. Mm. But he ain't putting up a penny. Towards it, is he?
Not a dime.
Is it coming next week? Absolutely not. Mm-mm. Is it coming next month? Probably not. But I do believe that when he believes and trusts me enough that it's going to come.
Absolutely.
He's going to get it without question. And I believe that's the same, again, childlike faith that God is talking about. Boom. That we're having and trusting in him. I don't know how we got here.
So your faith will take you and bring things into existence.
Your faith was
that your hands can't sometimes make. So therefore, God trusts. Like you said, if you could trust God to bring something, I had this happen with my kids. You talking about that PC? My kids wanted they wanted the hoverboards that they don't play with now.
I wanted that hoverboard.
But look here, they wanted hoverboards for Christmas. I'm letting you know, I had already spent all the money I was going to spend for them, which means the rest of the stuff was for bills.
Yeah.
So I told them, I said, look, pray to God about it. We ain't doing no Santa Claus. I was being upfront. Yeah. I said, pray to God about it. You remain faithful to God, pray and believe that he's going to sit there and have it. I said, he'll provide the means for it. When I say it was, well, I guess it was about 5 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
Somehow we got blessed with extra money.
Blessed.
Extra.
To where I was able to actually get the hoverboards. And I ain't put Santa Claus. I ain't put my name. I literally put from God to y'all.
Because I didn't buy it.
Oh, for sure. Way.
Daddy did buy it.
So when I say, like I said, their faith brought them that hoverboard. Our faith in who God is and what he's capable of brings us the things that we have now. And I do feel that, you know, what is it? Even in everything that we do have, we're here by faith.
Yep.
100%.
I live by faith and not by sight.
What you believe that can happen will happen.
Yes.
And like I said, you know, we ask for like, you know, because I ain't gonna lie, I know we definitely didn't have none of this in the outline.
Listen, that's what crazy. We didn't not none of this. We didn't know nothing. We didn't know about no podcast.
Last June, we didn't know we was gonna be right here this far.
Listen.
But man, it's just like, not. You know, that really, I listened to a song by Andy Mineo.
Yeah.
And it was talking about, you know, what if we're the change that we're waiting on?
Nobody's coming.
Yeah,
look,
bro. That's my morning song.
Yeah,
because the thing is, like you,
for my heart,
we all waiting for. Like I said, we're waiting for somebody, or waiting for God to sit there and change
cover the mic,
who we
buddy.
Are. I got it hollowed in right here. But so we're waiting on God to sit there and say, "God, I need you to sit there and do something miraculous so I can change."
Yeah.
I need this in my life because I know when this happens, I know that, you know, things are going to be changing. Mm-hmm. God is like, yo, you are the change in your situation.
Yep. I want to hear that.
I've already for me. Look, I already blessed you. You are the change that's supposed to be in a situation. Stop waiting for the situation to change you.
Yep.
But you change the situation. That's why I put you in that position. That's why we are here on the podcast. The podcast was not meant to change us. We were meant to change the podcast.
World.
So therefore, we are the change that they need.
Absolutely. People out there, y'all are where y'all at now because y'all are the change. Stop waiting for God to sit there and do something miraculous. He said, because the thing is, God will not sit there and change what he gave you power over.
Come on.
Once you give your all to the situation, that's when God steps in. You have to empty yourself before God can fill you up.
He's saying is you have to fully, not just fully believe, fully engage with your heart, soul, mind, through those things. So we talked about Shaka kind of shifting gears slightly a little bit. You talked about like instance for love. Ooh, like,
you sure you want to go that route?
Yeah.
45 minutes in?
Boy, that's a whole hour podcast.
It's been a good episode. We're going to hit you back with part two. Here in a little bit. It's been 45 minutes. We're going to change our socks, change our shirts. Anthony, can I borrow a pair of socks, please?
Nah, we ain't got none.
He got socks.
I ain't giving nothing. He's talking about giving out here.
Socks. Hey, man. Anthony got two socks. What the words say, man. If I need your shirt, give it off your back.
I'll give off my back.
I need it right now.
We don't
wear
the same size, though.
We do.
You like them people we doing.
Look, what you say? That shirt say, if I die. Yeah, you really try to die.
Nah, man.
But such a time as this.
You can kill my flesh.
But it can't kill my spirit.
But, I mean, we can cut the episode right here. It's been a good 40 minutes-ish, and we can hurry up and do a second episode, or we can make this a really long episode. But we know how our technology works.
Listen.
We know how that's
we
how this
have passed. Love technology.
We have been experiencing some technical difficulties here.
Listen, if you're following us, again, it's been pandemonium. My laptop screen went black.
Something gave Anthony's laptop a black eye.
Tell you, man.
It's only funny if it don't happen to you.
You know what you're right.
I listen.
You
God for love.
But because right now, laptop. Notice I ain't laughing.
ain't no chuckle over here.
Not with that. I was living. I'm still mad. I'm thinking about it.
He did have a drop in pretty quarter, though. I ain't going to say a pretty penny. He did a pretty quarter.
That was a new state quarter, 2023.
No, that was all quarters.
But, you know, we haven't done some things. But. Look, through God
and take care of my wife.
Through God and God alone, like I said, we definitely gonna have y'all some content ready to go. Like I said, just stay ready for that.
I think we
should cut it off here. Like I said, get them a little something to chew on.
We ain't gotta worry about a video podcast episode for next week.
Yeah, we can give them something to chew on.
You know what I'm saying? That was a good impromptu, good nugget feel.
None of this was on the outline.
That was a 20 piece.
Oh,
I don't know.
That was that five for five biggie bag.
I don't know about that. It wasn't no 40-piece family shared.
Nah, I'm saying that was that 5-5 the biggie bag, though.
Right, then we can biggie bag it. If y'all wrapping it up, let's wrap this up.
Because I want to talk about the next topic we have to really carry for a very, very long time. You know what I mean? The next one we're talking about, love.
Oh, yeah, Shaka.
So
yeah.
Things I wanna tell. Let me stop. All right. Hey, man, thank you for rocking with us. Thank you to all of our compression fans, as Anthony calls them tube socks.
We got tube socks.
Anthony got hot and called y'all some tube socks, man.
You said y'all loose socks.
Yeah, I told him.
Y'all loose.
It was after a podcast, after Bakari messed up the podcast.
I said
in the video. It was here.
This is how we all We are a unit.
We are.
So we a podcast, man.
We hold him accountable.
Pops and socks messed up.
I told him, I said, after the, I said, all the pops. He said, yeah, our compression fans that rob with us. I said, they compressions no more.
If Anthony had an updated laptop.
Actually, my laptop was updated. I can't, the screen went out.
Look at it. But nah, like, we are a podcast.
We are one.
We are one.
I'm the Father.
God don't blame Jesus.
The Holy Spirit.
God don't blame Jesus out here. Nah, first, I ain't none of them. don't put
the Holy Spirit.
I don't want to be the Father, Son, or the Holy Spirit. Look here. I just want to be who God made me to be. That's
I'll call
too much
you
on me.
Son because you shine like one.
Shut up. let's get this podcast on.
Hey, man, listen. It's your boys from the Pops and Socks where I'm bald-headed, he faded, he dreadlocks. Thank you for rocking with us. We will have this episode Pops uploaded and ready to go by Monday.
P.O.P.
Let's go every week. Keyword go.
But if it don't come out on Monday, you know those type of good technical difficulties.
I hope not.
Yeah,
me and the other faculty members.
Forgive us right now.